Okay, good evening, evening. Shmuel Adik Chav Tes. It's a little short parak, so it will be a shorter shear. I don't want to start the next parak, especially for Yontif. We're not here probably for a couple of weeks. So we'll finish tonight's parak. It might be a short one. Then Amir Tzeshem will pick up with parak Lamed, probably. Okay, so let's take a look. If you remember the last parak, we spirit of Shmuel sharing some sad news with Shoah, and now we David and Achish in a little bit of a different light than we've seen them before. So if you take a look, Vayikbitzu Plishtim Eskolim Afeka, so the Plishtim gather their camps at Machanehem, multiple camps, big army, and they came to this place called Afeka. Israel chon ba'ayin asher Israel, and the Jewish people, the Jewish army, was camped at Ayin. The Malbim points out that if we look back at Perek Chaf, so the pasuk says vayikbitzu or vayikovtzu plishtim vayavov name. That in Perek Chaf we say that they camped in this place called and now. All of a sudden, they're camping in a new called Afeka. So the Malbim says they're actually getting closer, right? The Plishtim started out in this place called Shunem, and then they moved. Hey, that was day one. Day two, they're moving a little bit closer, and they're coming to Afeka. This is after Shaul gets his ominous prophecy or information from Shaul's spirit. And now the Plishtim are getting closer to Shaul's camp in Pasuk Bay. Sarne plishtim lemeos vila alafim. So the officers of the plishtim. Actually, I should not. Sarne is officer. Sarne plishtim is more like the governors. And the Malbim points out here that there were five. There were five main. Was the king? He was in Gas, and then there were these five governors that were Achish. And then, as the Malbim explains, beneath them were other officers that preside over the thousands and the hundreds of the population. So you have the Sarnei Plishtim, these are the five, and they were over him, Lemeos Velalofim, there were other officers beneath them who were overseeing the hundreds and the thousands. V'David V'Ovrim Ba'ana Im Achish. Now Achish was the king. He was bringing up the rear, and Dov men were accompanying. Right, they were the ones all this time, so they were accompanying Achish. They've been there for 4 months, and that's what the pasuk is really saying here. Now we see that this description of the Shem and then the Meos and Alafim will be important, and we'll see why it'll be important in a moment. And the Rak understands here that the officers came with hundreds and thousands of men, but the Malbim, as we're talking here about a high of governorship of the officers when it came to the Plishtim, and the end of the pasuk is important that David and his men were not really going to fight; they were coming to protect Achish. That's what the David and Bacharona Imachish. They were passing by with Achish, and that was their role, was really to protect Achish and not necessarily to fight in the battle against the Bnei Yisrael. Okay,
so they're coming separately, Rabbi, right?
Who?
David and the Plishtim are coming separately.
You mean David is coming with Achish? Achish is a Plishti king, so he's not completely separate from the Plishtim. But it sounds like the Sarne and their that of course they are traveling first, and then Bim is the king and the king's entourage, which includes David and his men. That's what it sounds like. Okay, pasuk gimel, vayomru ma ha'ivrim ha'ek. So the officers of the Plishtim say, "Who are these Jews?" You know, you look in the back, you know, near Ash, and you have David and his men. Who are these Jews? This is David, This is David, the servant of the king of Israel. And time. Yamim or Shan. Right? The question is some, you know, with what's the Shanim. The Radak says he was once. David was with Achimans, but he told them, I know him so well. I'm so familiar with these 4 months. It's as if he's been. That's how the Radak seems to understand. The Malbim understand here that if you remember, David's previous encounter with Achish, also, right, where David was very afraid, he was scared for his life, he pretended that he was crazy. That was his original encounter with Achish that years ago. So this time with Achish has been 4 months, but I know him for 2 years. The first encounter was a couple of years ago, and you know he seems like a great guy. The encounter was not so great, right? You know, David made himself like a crazy man. But be it as it may, I know him for months or for years, whatever, however you want to understand it. I have no objections. I haven't found anything objective about David. From the time that he fell, like literally, because David kind of just stumbled, you know, in Tachish. But Rashi says from the time that he came to me, you know, doesn't really. But you could understand that it means fall, because he kind of just, you know, the Panachish. This, okay, but. Either way, he's been with me for a long time. There's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing objectionable about him. He's loyal. He's respectful. And, you know, you have no reason to question his presence here with the plague. Okay? Okay. So that's the Pashup this Pasuk. Let's read another Pasuk or two, and then we'll come back to how the Malbim understands this. He has a little bit of a different understanding. So Pasuk Dalet says, "Vayiktzefu alav sarei plishtim." The officers of the plishtim got upset. They got upset with Achish. "Vayomru lo sarei plishtim." So the sarim said, "Hashaves ha'ish. Get him out of here, right? Send him back to where he came from. V'yashov el makomo. Send him back to the place where he came from. Asher hifkadato sham, right, or the place where you appointed him to be." Velo yered imanu b'milchama. We don't want him with us in battle. Velo why? Velo yihya lanu l'satan b'milchama. Because maybe he's going to oppose us. Maybe he's going to fight us in battle. After all, he's a Jew, right? He's as you just said, he's a servant of Shaul. Uvame yisratzes el adonav. Maybe he's going to try to make up with his master Shaul. Right now, okay, he's rebelling. He's not getting along. But who knows? Maybe he's going to make up with him, and then he's going to be loyal to him, and he's going to fight with us. Halo b'roshei ha'anashim ahem. Okay, so that's the pashut pshat. That's the pashut pshat in this pasuk. You know, they're objecting to his presence. They don't really trust him, and they say, you know, listen, if he defeats us in battle, imagine if in the middle of battle, all of a sudden, David turns on us, and then he defeats us. Shaul will love the guy. So maybe that's his plan. He's going to turn on us. He's going to fight us, defeat us. And then Shaul's going to love him. And that's how he's going to find favor once again in the eyes of Shaul. Maybe that's his plan. Okay. Now, the Malbim points out a couple of interesting things here. One more minor point, and then we'll come to the more major point of the Malbim. The more minor point is the Malbim says, why were they only objecting to David and not to his men? If you look at the Pasuk in Pasuk Dalet, what does it say? Hashav es ha'ish v'yashov el makom asher hafkadat oshav. He should go back. What about all the men? How come they weren't objecting to the men? Only objecting to David? So the Malbim says, because it wasn't so uncommon for the Plishtim to hire Jews to fight for them. In fact, he says, if you look back at Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we read, "V'ha'ivrim hayu la'plishtim ke'esmol shilshom." The Jews were in cahoots sometimes with the plishtim, like in the past. Asher olu imam b'machane saviv, So you had Jews that sometimes were fighting with the Plishtim, right? As strange as that sounds. But it wasn't so crazy. It wasn't so uncommon. But David, that's a different story. David, who's the servant of Shaul, David was the, you know, he's also the son-in-law, you know, second in command. That's a little too close for comfort for us. We're not comfortable with that, with David coming into battle. That's one point the Malbim makes. But the Malbim makes another point. The Malbim says, if you look back at the Pesukim here, there's something very strange. In Pasuk Beis, we talk about the Sarnei Plishtim. And then, no more mention of the Sarnei Plishtim. Pasuk Gimel, now we're talking about the Sarei Plishtim. Says the Malbim, the Sarei Plishtim are different than the Sarnei Plishtim. The Sarnei Plishtim, which we refer to in Pasuk Beis, those refer to the five governors of the Plishtim. But the Sarei Plishtim, those are officers, right? That's someone else. Those are the officers. Sorry. Hold on one second. Okay, sorry about that. So so the Malbim says that the Sarnei Plishtim were these five main governors. They were the Sarnei Plishtim. But the Sarei Plishtim, that was a different story. The Sarei Plishtim, those were the officers. Those were the officers that were under the governors. So what's going on? First we talk about the Sarnei Plishtim, but then the ones that are objecting are the officers. So the Malbim says that there were two possible objections that the Plishtim could have had to David's presence here. One objection could have been that they were jealous. David had a prestigious position. What was his position? He was guarding the king. Remember, he was in the back, in the king's entourage. He and his men were guarding the king. So that's a prestigious position. So that's one possible objection that the Plishtim could have had. They could have been jealous of David and his prestigious position of protecting the king. Secondly, they could have objected because maybe they didn't trust David. Because after all, he's a Jew. He's a servant of Shaul. Maybe he's going to turn on us. He's going to try to find favor in the eyes of Shaul, and he's going to fight us in battle. So that's a second objection. So which one were the Plishtim expressing to Achish? So says the Malbim, well, it depends who's objecting. If the Sarnei Plishtim are objecting the governors, that's a kavod issue. That's because the governors are the ones right under the king. So now all of a sudden they see somebody else is in with the king. They see somebody else is occupying a prestigious position with the king. They're going to have a problem with that. That's the Sarnei Plishtim. But the Sarei Plishtim, the officers, the regular officers, they're going to object on the grounds of a lack of trust. They're not going to trust David. They're going to think David's going to turn on them in battle. So says the Malbim, here in Pasuk Gimel and Dalet, it's the Sarei Plishtim complaining. Sarei Plishtim, the officers, which means their objection was not because of kavod, right? Their objection was because of a lack of trust. They didn't trust David. They said, he's a Jew. He's a Jew. You think he's loyal to you? He's going to turn on you. He's going to try to find favor in the eyes of Shaul. He's going to fight you in battle. That was their mistrust of David. Oh, so Achish responds. That's Pasuk Gimel. They don't trust him. So Achish responds to them, and he says, listen. He says, number one, David is rebelling against Shaul. He's Eved Shaul Melech Yisrael, but Asher Hoy Iti Zeh Yomim Ozeh Shonim. He came to me, which means he's rebelling against Shaul. He's turning his back on Shaul. So he's going to want to take revenge on Shaul. He's not going to want to find favor in the eyes of Shaul. He's going to want to take revenge on Shaul and fight with Shaul. So Achish is arguing with them and saying, I think you should trust him in battle. And furthermore, he's been with me 4 months. I know him for 4 months. He's a good guy. He's loyal. He's not going to turn on us. He's been loyal the entire time. So the men get upset. Pasuk Daled, the men get upset. And they say, you know, we don't want this guy here at all. Right? We're nervous that if he's here, he's going to turn on us. We don't trust him. We don't trust him. And as they say in Gemara speak, Mimarafshach. If his master threw him out, if Shaul threw him out, because he wasn't a faithful servant, So then he's going to try to find opportunities to find favor in the eyes of Shaul. He wants to get back into favor with Shaul if Shaul threw him out. And if that's not what happened, Pasuk Hey, Halo Zed David Asher Yanu Lo Bamecholo Slemor Hika Shaul Ba'alof of the David B'Rivavosav. What does this mean? Hey, remember, David was the one when he first fought against the Plishtim. What did everybody say? Oh, David, how great David is. Shaul, he killed thousands. David killed tens of thousands. Remember, that was what first caused Shaul to get very jealous of David. So says the Malbim, if he ran away because he wants to be the king instead of Shaul, because he sees that he's a courageous warrior and he has the ability to win people over. So he wants to be the king. It's not that Shaul threw him out. That was the previous pasuk. But here, maybe he ran away from Shaul because he wants to be the king. So then, what's going to happen? Certainly he's going to fight against us. He's going to want to defeat the Plishtim once and for all. And that way, just like the people sang praises of him in the past, hey, David was so great, he killed tens of thousands of people, he's going to want to do it again. David's going to want to do it again. So either way you look at it, whether Shaul threw him out, Pasuk Dalet, whether he ran away, Pasuk Hey, because he wants the glory, either way, we have to be nervous. We suspect this guy. We don't trust him, you know, an iota. Now, the other Mefarshim point out, just Pashup Shat, that also David's reputation was, number one, that he was a courageous warrior, so they're scared. The Plishtim are scared. Number two, he doesn't have a great history with the Plishtim themselves. Because remember, that's how he got started, fighting against the Plishtim. So they're saying, he fought against us in the past. All of a sudden, you think he just turned around and became a loyal friend? Come on. Okay. Pasuk Vav. Vayikra Achish al David. So now Achish, you know, he sees his men are upset. His officers are upset. He's got to do something. So he calls David. Vayomer Elav. And he says to him, Chai Hashem. It's a language of an oath. By the life of God. Ki yashar ata v'tov be'enai. Tzeischa uvoacha iti b'machana. You're a good guy. You're a good guy. You're a straight person. I trust you. I think I have a good feeling when you're coming and going, when you're protecting me in the camp. I'm comfortable with that. I haven't found one thing wrong with you. From the time that you came to me until today, I don't have one objection. I haven't found anything wrong. Lo tov ata, but in the eyes of the Sarnei Plishtim, you're not good. There's something wrong. They don't have the same perspective that I have. Now says the Radak, fascinating. Why is Achish swearing in the name of Hashem? Pretty sure Achish is a non-Jew. He's a Plishti. He doesn't believe in Hashem. So what do you mean Chai Hashem? Right, when I first read the pasuk, I just glossed right over that. Chai Hashem, Chai Hashem. If a Jew says Chai Hashem, that makes sense. You see it all the time in Tanakh. But for a guy, for a Plishti king to say Chai Hashem, what's that all about? So the Radak says something very interesting here. The Radak says that at that time, everybody agreed that Hashem was the God that began creation. Very interesting. Everybody agreed that Hashem was the God that began creation. But it sounds like, he's not explicit here, but it sounds like, but then all the other nations added on other gods and they worshiped other idols. But they did believe in Hashem, that Hashem was the God. He was the one who originated the creation of the world. But now there are other gods in power and idols that are in power, et cetera, et cetera. So they were all confused. What we might call shituf, right? Believing in a combination or a partnership of deities. So obviously that's not our belief. But the Radak says, Achish is talking to a man of God. He's talking to a Jew. So he says, you know what? I'm going to ignore my Avodah Zarah for now. I'll ignore all my other deities. I know I'm talking to a Jew. So I'm just going to talk about the original God, Hashem. And that's why he says Chai Hashem. Fascinating. I thought that was very interesting. Okay. Now here, if you look, and again, this is it takes the Malbim to be so sensitive to the words here. Says the Malbim, whoa, one second. What does it say at the end of the pasuk? Pasuk vav, uveine hasaronim lo tov ata. The saronim, the sarne plishtim, they didn't have an objection. We mentioned them in pasuk beis, but remember, gimel and dalid was all about the sare plishtim. So why is all of a sudden achish switching and talking about the sarne plishtim? They didn't have any objection to David. We didn't hear a peep out of the sarne plishtim about David, right? Gimel and Dalet were all about the sarne plishtim and their objections. So why is Achish now inserting uveinei hasaronim lo tov ata? So listen to this beautiful explanation of the Malbim. The Malbim says that it's true. The sarim, the officers were the ones that really had the objection, right? Not the sarnim, not the saronim. The sarim, I know it's confusing. It sounds similar, right? But the officers were the ones who had the objections, not the governors. But says the Malbim, Achish didn't want David to know that. Why? Because what was their objection? We don't trust this Jew. What's David going to feel like if I tell him that they don't trust you because you're a Jew? He'll feel like a piece of trash. He's going to feel terrible. He'll feel terrible about himself. Achish is friendly with David. I don't want to make him upset. I don't want to make him sad. I don't want to tell him that the Plishti officers don't trust him because he's a Jew. So I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that the Saronim have a problem with you. Now, if the Saronim have a problem with David, what is the problem according to the Malbim? Not distrust. It's not that they don't trust him in battle. They're jealous of him. They're jealous of the Kavod because he's the one guarding the king. That doesn't make you feel so bad, right? If you tell people, listen, the Sarnei Plishtim are jealous of you because of your position of prestige, your position of power. That's not going to make David feel bad. That's okay. They're a bunch of jealous people. So that's why Achish twisted the story. The Saranim really did not object. It was the Sarim, it was the officers that objected because they didn't trust David. But Achish doesn't want to tell him that. So he comes to David and he says, David, the Saranim have a problem with you, meaning, according to the Malbim, they're jealous of you. They're jealous of your position of power. Oh. Pasuk Zayin. Ve'ata shuv ve'lech b'shalom. So Achish suggests to David, maybe you should go. Maybe it's better if you turn around and you go back in peace. Ve'lo sase ra be'enei sarnei plishtim. And don't do what the plishti officers view as evil. Again, you guarding me. You in your position of prestige and your position of power as the, you know, the head of the secret service or whatever it was, the head guard to the king, that's something that causes them jealousy. Better not to ruffle their feathers. Why don't you just go back? And that way, you know, you're not going to get yourself into this problem. And he points out, the Malbim points out again, that he's only telling David to go back. Lech, v'ata shuv v'lech, you, not plural you, singular you. You, David, you go back. Your men, they can stay here. Right? They can stay here. Because the Saranim don't mind your men. Your men are just protecting me. But they're not, that's not a position of power. The regular foot soldiers. You're the head of the Secret Service. Right? You're the chief. So for you, they're jealous. Of you, they're jealous. But of the regular men, it's not a big deal. So your men can stay. They'll go with my men. They'll protect me. They'll fight. You maybe go back, and this way you won't ruffle the feathers of the Sarnei Plishtim. Ayomer David al Achish. So David Pasuk Ches turns to Achish and he says, one second. Ki me'al sisi. What did I do wrong? What objection do you have with me from the time that I came to you until today? You don't have any objections. Ki lo avo v'nilchamti bo'oyvei Adoni Amelech. Am I not going to come and fight against the enemies of the king? Of course I will. Now, David, according to the Malbim, again, Pashup Shadis, he's just saying, you're telling me to go back. What have I done wrong? Says the Malbim, no, it's deeper. David understood the truth. David really chapped. He understood that really the objection was they didn't trust him. And they didn't want him to fight. And deep down, says the Malbim, David was happy about that because David didn't really want to go to battle against the Jews. He didn't like Shaul very much, but the Jewish people, he didn't want to fight against them. So David's actually kind of happy that they're sending him back, that they're sending him home. But now David also doesn't want his men to fight. He doesn't want his men to fight against the Jewish people. So therefore, he says, one second, you're telling me that the Sarnei Plishtim are jealous because of the kavod that I'm getting. If the issue is kavod, fine. So I won't guard the king. I won't be in the secret service. But at least let me go fight. At least let me go fight. If the issue is kavod, I'll be a regular foot soldier like everybody else. As the pasuk says at the end, Kilo avav nilchamti bo'ayvei Adoni HaMelech. I'll fight against the enemies, just like all the other soldiers. If that's the issue, he knew full well that was not the issue, but he's playing the game now. If that's the issue, that it's all about the kavod, so forget it, I'll forego my kavod. I'll put on a regular uniform, and I'll just fight, just to help you fight against the Jews. Pasuk tes, Vayan Achish Vayomer El David. So Achish now turns and tells David, according to the says the Malbim, Achish now has to tell him the truth. Right? David's got him. Right? Because David has a great claim. If it's all about the kavod, let him go as a foot soldier. Achish says, okay, I gotta spill the beans here. Vayan Achish Vayomer El David. So Achish answers and he tells David, Yadati Kitov Ata Be'enai Kimalach Elokim. He says to me, I trust you 100% as a soldier. I trust you 100% like a malach, as if I had a malach fighting it in front of me. Right? A malach goes to battle for you, you trust him 100%. I trust you like I would trust an angel. Ach sore plishtim. Malbim picks up on this, on the change again. The sore plishtim. They're the ones who really have the problem. Omru lo yale imanu b'milcham. They really objected. The sore plishtim, the officers really objected. They objected to you going to battle because they don't trust you. That's the real truth. That's what's going on here. That's so now Achish tells David the truth. Right? It's just beautiful how the Malbim read the words so carefully. None of the other Mefarshim say this, by the way. They all explain just Pashup Shad, you know, back and forth, a very simple story. According to the Malbim, there's all of this depth behind the story because the Malbim is super sensitive to the words. Here it says Sarnim, here it says Sarim. What's the objection? Amazing, beautiful.
Rabbi and Tehillim.
Yeah.
Says in Psalm 139, David speaks about this.
Oh.
He says it speaks about God's awareness of man's inner thoughts and the true motivations for his deeds.
And it's referring to this.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Right, Aaron's pointing out that you learn through Sefer Tehillim as you're learning through Shmuel, and you see David was composing the Tehillim based on all the things that he was experiencing in Sefer Shmuel. It's unbelievable. Beautiful. Okay. Pasuk Yud. Ve'ata hashkem baboker. Okay. So now that it's about trust, Achish says, you know what? You're right. You got to go and take your men with you. Right? Because they're not going to trust you. They're not going to trust your men either. So take your men with you early in the morning. Leave at daybreak. Ve'avdei adonecha. Right, all of your servants who used to be loyal to Shaul, also, the Plishtim don't trust them. Maybe they'll go back to being loyal to Shaul. So just go, all of you go back. Get up early in the morning, and when it's light out, then you should go, because they suspect you. They don't trust you. Okay.
Now he's telling not just David. Now he's saying
David, all of the men. Yeah. The men. Because once that's really the issue, once it's clear that the issue is an issue of trust, so just like they don't trust David, they're not going to trust his men. His men also used to work for Shaul. So they're not going to trust his men either. Now the Malbim points out, what's this business of getting up early in the morning, right? Leaving at daybreak. So the Malbim says, if it was just David that had to leave, so he could just slink away. Nobody would notice. One guy, you know, slips away, nobody notices. But now hundreds of men are going to turn around and leave, that's going to be a busha. It's embarrassing. So therefore, says Achish, listen, wait for like the early morning, right? Before it gets light, and then you'll all slip away, a couple hundred men. So this way, nobody, you know, before people really wake up and start seeing what's going on, you'll slip away. Now, it's interesting. The Malbim also, of course, picks up on the words. At the end of the pasuk, v'hishkamtem baboker ve'or lachem v'alech. You'll wake up early in the morning, and then it will be light, and then you'll go. So the Malbim says, it's fascinating, sensitive to Chazal also, because the Gemara says that when you travel, you really should travel b'chitov. You should travel when it's good to travel, meaning when it's light outside. Right? You don't want to travel when it's dark. So they used to leave, you know, they used to set off on their journey as soon as it got light, and they would camp before it got dark. They didn't have headlights, you know, and street lights. So they, you know, that they wouldn't travel at night. So he says in the morning, wake up early in the morning and just slip out of the camp before it gets light. But don't start your travels yet, because you can't travel when it's dark. And then the orlochem, and then finally when the sun comes up and you have a little more light, then valechu, then travel. So the slipping out of the camp, that you do when it's still dark, under the cover of darkness. But then once it gets a little bit more light, then you'll go. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hayashkem David, Huva Anashav Laleches, Baboker, Lashuv, Eretz Plishtim. So David and his men get up very early the next morning to go back to the land of the Plishtim. Again, the Plishtim, of course, are out now, about to fight the Jews. So they go out, Uflishtim Alu Yisrael, and now the Plishtim advance. The Plishtim advance towards Bnei Yisrael. That's going back to the first Pasuk of the Perek. The Yisrael Choni Ba'ayin Asher B'Yisrael. That's where the Jewish people were camped. So the Plishtim advanced towards the Jewish people, towards the Jewish camp, and that's where we leave off at the end of Perek Chavtes. We'll stop here for tonight. I know it's a little shorter, but we'll stop here for tonight. This way we finish the Perek, and Amir Tzah Hashem, there won't be any shir next week.